With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. President Nangolo Mbumba officially launched the book Whispers of Freedom, The Political Odyssey of Hage G. Geingob on Thursday, the 6th of February in the capital. Speaking at the launch, Mbumba highlighted the book's significance in preserving the country's history. The biography, authored by Dr. Audrin Mate, chronicles the late president's political journey, leadership style, and contributions to Namibia's nation-building efforts. Here's Dr. Mate. Namibia is facing its worst unemployment crisis in history, but there are viable solutions that could turn the situation around. That's according to Ceres Capital economist Tannen Groenewald, who says that while no immediate fix exists, strategic policy reforms can create a more business-friendly environment and stimulate job creation over time.
There should be a tax structure that is more forgiving and relieving for small businesses. If we can just give the little guys some breathing room and streamline and simplify regulations, we can massively improve the situation for small businesses. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean abandoning oversight, but it does mean we should cut out some unnecessary delays. If we can have an accessible one-stop-shop approach for permits, registrations, clearances, and so on, we can significantly reduce the waiting times and costs that entrepreneurs can then focus on growing their businesses and creating jobs instead. Small businesses also tend to exclusively hire local Namibians, and they tend to grow and employ at a much faster rate compared to large businesses, but only if the environment is right.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has ordered the national flag be flown at half-mast for a week to honour the 14 South African National Defence Force soldiers who died in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The soldiers died while fighting Rwandan-backed M23 rebels in the eastern DRC. In a State of the Nation address, Ramaphosa paid tribute to the fallen soldiers who were part of a peacekeeping mission.
Alongside soldiers from other southern African countries, they lost their lives not in the pursuit of resources, territory, or power. They lost their lives so that the guns on our continent may be forever silenced. So we salute them.
And Amnesty International has condemned U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order imposing economic sanctions on the International Criminal Court. The sanctions include asset freezes and travel bans on ICC staff involved in investigating or prosecuting U.S. citizens and certain allies such as Israel. Amnesty argued that institutions like the ICC are crucial for advancing human rights, preventing atrocities, and ensuring justice for victims. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan had previously discussed the potential for such sanctions.
Humanity and science can take us to the stars, but we can also destroy ourselves. And so there's a fundamental choice. Are we trying to be constrained by something? And I think in terms of the best of the United States, I hope common sense and principle prevails.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.